I'm Elsie. I'm a member of West Auckland Vineyard Church and the manager of The Well in West Auckland. When I was a child, Lent seemed to be about thinking of something you enjoyed but secretly felt guilty about and trying to give it up for 40 days for reasons that I never quite understood, but which I was told was good discipline. Sometimes I succeeded, but more often than not, I gave in sooner or later and added the experience to my list of failed New Year resolutions. A few years ago, I saw a sketch by a mime artist called Jeffrey Stevenson, which left a big impression on me. I've tried without success to find video footage of this, so you'll just have to imagine with me. Jeffrey came onto the stage alongside a man-sized but invisible box of what I presumed to be chocolates. Delighted, he approached the box and then clearly remembered that this was forbidden territory. Most of the rest of the sketch was taken up by the losing struggle to resist the temptation, which became more and more frantic till he ended up inside the box, reaching for the delights at the very bottom. And then he couldn't get out of the box, which had effectively become his prison. I can't remember just how the sketch ended, but it did make the point very strongly that there are some things in our lives which we think we're in control of, and only realise we're not when we try to stop them, and that we can end up effectively trapped in a life defined by the well-worn path of bad choices. I now know that Lent is a preparation for Easter, when Jesus died to pay the price for all those wrong choices and to set us free from those well-trodden paths in our lives which we would like to change but don't seem to be able to. Most of us are looking for something more in our lives, but it takes courage to step outside the walls of what we're used to, even when God opens up the way and holds out his hand to us. Maybe it's safer to stay with what we know and are familiar with. But what if?